Some years ago, we learned a great way to make our vacation dollars stretch, and that's important these days. We ordered ice water with our meals instead of Coke or something, you know? You say, well, that's no big deal. Oh, it is. We finally talked our kids into it because the five of us, we figured, could save $3 or $4 every time we ate out, maybe more now. And pretty soon, you add those up and you got enough to eat another meal out. We also learned it was a good idea to do that throughout the year. Listen, drinking water is good for you. Now, frankly, I drink a lot, yeah. I mean, I'm a heavy drinker of ice water, that is. I got a bottle of water right in front of me right now. And I often try to persuade a waitress to leave a pitcher for us, but she usually doesn't. See, I would be just trying to save her some steps because we're going to clean up a lot of water. So when I see her coming, I check my glass, and if it's partly full, I would glug the rest as fast as I could. I've seen people do the same with their coffee when the coffee pot's approaching. It's called empty it so it can be filled again. That's a good idea. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about when you're empty, you can be filled. All right, here's our word for today from the Word of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, begin reading at verse 7. Now we know that generally empty is bad, like an empty gas tank or an empty wallet. But empty is not bad when it comes to the workings of God. In fact, we're going to read the testimony of an empty glass guy. Paul says, to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Hutchcraft translation, when I am empty, then I can be filled. You see, Paul was a man with a lot of talent, a lot of stamina, a lot of knowledge, a lot of influence, but some very severe physical problem has him in its grip. His thorn, he called it. And he says here, it hurts, it's tough to function with it, I've got work to do, and here I am coming up empty. We say, oh, that's bad. He says, no, that's good, because when I'm empty, Christ can fill me. And in those weak times, there's just a little of me and a lot of him. Well, I can totally relate to what Paul's saying here because I've been there. Oh, not with a severe thorn in the flesh, but totally depleted, frustrated, hurt, disappointed, too tired to do what I had to do. There have been so many times when my radar is down, my emotions are spent, my physical energy is totally gone. I can't even feel, it seems like. And when you know it, I have people who need me then. Yeah, I have work to get done. I'm empty. And every time my Lord moves in gently and he says, it's okay, Ron. There's not much of you left right now. And that's a good thing. Many times, there's a whole lot of you, Ron. There's too little of me in what you do. But this time, it's going to have to be all me, isn't it? So relax, my son. And I'll fill you. I'll strengthen you. I'll take you outside your limitations into my unlimited resources. And those have been some of the sweetest, greatest victories of my life. And probably of yours. Look, if you've had it, don't give up. Open up to be filled with Christ's strength. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Now, there's just a little of you, but that means there's a whole lot of him. If your glass is empty, that's good news, because you are about to be filled with Jesus Christ.
Check out the free online video series, Your Hope Story, hosted by Doug and Ron Hutchcraft, now available at yourhopestory.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.